Episode 5, Minting Babies. NFT word of the week this week is DAO. We dive into that. What's in your wallet segment is Cole's turn with Akutars, his new purchases this week. NFT updates, and then we dive into golf. A new segment with Augusta Secrets. We talk updates on the PGA Tour. Rusty picks his new FanDuel team live. Before we get started, we have to give a thanks to our sponsor, Spartan Insurance in Greenville, South Carolina. The owner is a friend of the show and a friend of mine, Jay Keller. He deals with every form of insurance, from personal to commercial, and will take excellent care of you and your insurance needs. Give him a call for a quote today, 864-533-3350, or visit his website at www.spartaninsure.com. Welcome back to another week of Web3 Putts. This is Cole, and I've got Rusty with me as always. We're going to talk about golf, NFTs, and the conversion of the two. Rusty, how are you this week?
Much like last week, I am extremely tired for different reasons. Welcome to new NFT to our life here in the in the family. So the last five,
fresh
six
mint.
Days have... Yeah, fresh mint, exactly. Unfortunately, it was not a free mint, and it will not be a free mint. It's one of those mints that you got to continue to put money into for at least 18 years. But all things considered, it's been good, and you know I'm excited to be back here talking NFTs, talking Web3, talking golf. There's a lot going on in the golf world, especially today. Yeah. NFT world has been pretty crazy, I think. A lot of derivatives out there making their way on top of some big projects that were small that are now big again. It's just fucking nuts. I mean,
yeah, man, it's been
and Hello Kitty. Before. I mean, Hello Kitty. I don't know if you saw Hello Kitty put out a six piece project and the damn floor was like 250 ETH.
Oh, is that high? I think that was kind of on the backs of the Nickelodeon, right? It was just a Hello Kitty thing, and it went up. I didn't see the price, but I did see it. My sister, shout out Audrey, she's a big Hello Kitty person.
I lied. 150 ETH. It's 10 ETH, five
Still.
Items.
That's $10,000 for those of you that don't know, man, give or take.
Yeah. Like $16,000 for...
Yeah, 16.
So, yeah. I mean, just, you know, the Web3 world continues to give to us. It also continues to take from us.
And it's doing a lot of taking on our end. We can't seem to get the win yet, but we will.
We haven't. We haven't got the win, but we're getting there, and we just got to ride this wave, and that's what makes it fun, and that's why we're here every Wednesday, every, you know... Once a week for all our listeners across the globe.
Yeah, I saw a guy post earlier. It was like surfing. He wasn't a surfer, but you just got to ride the wave, man. Big cojones, aloha. I don't know.
That's
surfers,
right. Absolutely.
But well, good, man. I'm doing better. Survived the virus myself. Feeling good. I can talk this go around. So hopefully, won't be coughing everybody's ear. But yeah, a lot of things going on, man. I figure we dive in with our new segment, the NFT word of the week. Last week we talked about CC0s, and I think I got some good feedback on that. A lot of my friends that aren't really into NFTs are kind of loving what we're doing here. And, you know, we're not experts, but we're definitely teaching what we can and giving the people what they want, hopefully. So,
yeah, at the end of the day, week, I mean, we're all learning in this space, right? So, if we can just give a little bit of information to get people invested in it, and then they can go do their own research and just continue to grow with it, that's what we're here for.
And we're giving y'all tidbits here and there. You take what you want, do it with what you want, and we'll still be here next week, right? Every Wednesday. So this week, our NFT word of the week is DAO. I don't know if you – are you – in any DAOs, Rusty? You involved with any?
Not directly. A lot of the projects that I'm in have a DAO. Mm-hmm. And, you know, one that I'm in just bought what'd they buy? A couple of mutants, some,
oh,
a couple other things. So I don't personally know exactly how they all work. I know that it's a lot of people think it's the future.
Yeah.
But I'm not as well versed in it as I need to be, or as I will be.
Yeah.
You know, I had planned this last week to do as much research as you did to kind of fill into this, but Mother Nature or God, whoever had something to do with it. So I'm gonna leave this to you. Besides the fact that I know that it's a decentralized autonomous organization, and that's basically where I stop.
So that is correct. DAO stands for Decentralized Autonomous Organization. And I guess if you look back, kind of the way the corporate structure is today, it's all centralized, right? Every company usually has a board or president, CEO, COO, et cetera, that are basically making the decisions on how that company operates, where they spend the money, et cetera. It's a board of, you know, 10 or less people most of the time that make those key decisions. And what NFTs and DAOs are doing is kind of shaking that up, right? We've seen it with NFTs and them shaking up different industries. But the DAOs kind of relate more to the business side of things. And it's more of a DAO as a member-owned community that's basically has no centralized leadership, right? So it's very community-driven. Everybody has a vote. If you kind of think of it as community versus that executive traditional way. And those decisions are spread out over the voice of the community. It's governed by voting and proposals so that, you know, there's not one person that can make any moves or do anything financially within that DAO. So most DAOs have a treasury, and it's a collection of, you know, ETH. A lot of them have their own NFTs. You got 100 people, 100 NFTs, they form the DAO, and they use that money, put it in the treasury. And what they do, they have the smart contract that backs those decisions. So there's nothing that can be done, again, by one person. The community has to vote on it. And once that vote hits the contract, it triggers the response. So whether that's to buy whatever, you know, it'll trigger it. So you can't, no one can go in there and change it or alter it without the community voting, because it's all on the blockchain. And as we've talked about before, everything's visible on the blockchain. There's no hiding. So no one can go in there and change it. Everything's public without someone else seeing it within that DAO.
Right. So most activity in a normal organization is private, limited to the public, whereas in a DAO, it's transparent, fully public to everybody within the DAO, so yep, everyone can see what's going on.
Exactly.
So yeah, how does it work, though, Cole, when it comes to like the project I'm in? Not a huge project, very small, but they bought two mutants, and what does that do for me going forward?
So if you're invested in the DAO, then you would own a piece of that, a part of that mutant. You know, however many people are in the DAO, let's say it's 100 for mathematical sake, but 100 people, they got two mutants, so you got a 1% of each mutant, I guess.
Right.
So it's another way to buy those NFTs that you may never be able to as well. You know, your Bored Apes, your CryptoPunks that are hundreds of thousands of dollars, and you and I and Joe Blow, you know, aren't going to spend that kind of money on an NFT, but if you're in a DAO, then you can own a piece of it, kind of like stocks, you know, you own a piece of the company. So that's one way to do it. And it basically just removes a lot of the bureaucracy and hierarchy that you see in those traditional companies or IPs, et cetera. So that's a DAO. You know, there's tons of them out there. But that's kind of the basics of it. If you want to relate it back to golf and kind of some folks who talked about, Lynx DAO is one of the popular ones in the golf world. And, you know, going off of that, they are trying to buy a golf course with the money that they've raised. to have a golf course for the members that own the NFT. So
yeah, and that's if how anyone listened to the spaces that they had in the last week with one of the head of Kemper Sports, they partnered up, Link Style has, with someone extremely, extremely influential in the space, golf course space. I mean, they manage or own Bandon Dunes, a lot of other incredible facilities. And so they partnered up with them and looking at different properties that either maybe kind of underwater right now that they can rebuild up to what they need to. So it's exciting.
I missed that, but that does sound cool. So that's kind of all I had on DAOs. I think, you know, if you're overall looking at the theme of Web3 and NFTs, it fits right in. It goes back. It's all about the community, you know, the community making decisions. And I wanted to touch on this. I don't think we've shared this example, but this is one of the, and this is off topic of DAOs, but this, I was thinking about this today. This is one of the easiest ways that I can really relate to NFTs and understand it. I know we talked about the coffee shop example before, but I think just for some of our listeners, I know most of my friends aren't into NFTs or understand. And one of the easiest and simplest ways that I kind of relate to it is if you look at the music industry and the musicians.
Okay.
And you might have heard this before too, but historically, if you're an artist, a musician coming up, you know, you have no money up front to really do anything. You're just kind of out there playing your heart out, hoping someone finds you and you can sign a big record label deal. But once you do that, you know, you're getting a very small, and it's a lot of money still, but you're getting a small percentage of what your take could be. You know, the record label's going to get 60%. Your manager gets 15%.
Right.
Spotify's taking all the money, et cetera. They're not getting paid much in the grand scheme. I mean, they're getting paid a lot of money, but in the grand scheme of what they could be, they're losing out on a lot. And what Web3 does is if you're that same artist coming up, you have an NFT project for your community, your loyal followers. They buy the NFT, and that artist now has the funds to go out and do the tours and do all these things without having to get a record label deal, without having a manager and all these other things that he has to, or they have to give up their money to. And with that, they're able to share back those profits with the community instead. And that's kind of, this whole thing's driven by community, right? And so when you're that artist, now you can give your loyal followers royalties, kind of like what we talked about with Adam Bomb Squad, and really reward those people that believed in you from the beginning. You know, you may get a couple, like you said, with the mutants, you may get a percent or something of their sales and whatever. Don't know if I did a good job explaining that, but that kind of was one of the ones that really hits home with me when I think about it in practical terms. That makes sense?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, it allows the community to make the decisions on how it's going to, basically the business is going to be run.
Yeah. Well, you know, you look at typical, if you're, you know, let's say you're a Nike guy, love Nike, you support Nike, you always buy Nike.
That's it.
Nike makes a ton of money. You don't get anything as a loyal fan of Nike other than their products. But, you know, you take that to Web3, now Nike brand, you name it, quote unquote IP, whoever, may give you royalties for participating, for holding that NFT, for buying their product. You may get percentages back. So you're sharing in the profits of the success. You're sharing in the success. It's driven back to the community.
Yeah. And I think what you just said, it touches on two things right now going on in the world. Nike is the number one brand in Web3. They did, what, 185 million, I believe, is what I saw today in Web3. And then also where you say that I buy Nike, I get nothing out of it, it's no different than I am a golf guy. I don't care if it's LIV. I don't care if it's PGA Tour. I want to watch golf. So, you know, you touched on two points and kind of bridged them together right there.
Yeah. So that's what I had on DAOs, and I just want to hit that point just to maybe help make it more, a little more sense for some of those folks that aren't into it yet or haven't really dove in or taken the time to do any research.
Yeah, and I think, you know, just like CC0, I mean, it's, we're still learning about how these can affect us, how they can benefit us, how they can be a detriment to us in the long run. And we'll continue to share the information as it comes to us and put it together with, you know, kind of real life examples like you just did yeah. with Nike and with the music industry.
Man, on the CC0 part real quick too, I don't know if you looked, but Moonbird's Oddities, we mentioned that a week or two ago. It was at 0.7 ETH. 1.6 today. You could have doubled your money. I almost bought it too back then. I was thinking like Kevin Rose, you know.
I almost got a vasectomy too, and guess what? Now I got 4 kids.
Almost doesn't count, right? That's
exactly right.
Only in horseshoes and hand grenades, they say.
1.84.
Oh, God, went up since I looked today.
Yeah, as we speak.
I mean, they're running, and that's one that just decided to make the move to CC0, so obviously it's working for them.
Yeah, but I still think Moonbirds as a whole, 13.2 down. I mean, that's down. That's not.
Yeah, I mean, it started, it was averaging like 20.
Yeah, I mean, it's.
It's still down, but.
But it's one of those things, right? It's like everyone gets all up in arms about CC0, just like anything in the media, anything, anywhere. You give it 2 weeks and then it just passes by.
Yep.
And then, so, you know, if you had 14 ETH right now, I mean, it would probably be a good investment to buy the floor of Moonbird because it's going to be to 17 within, you would think, in a couple weeks.
Yeah,
just going off of, you know, what they've done in the past. So
my struggle with NFTs, and I'm going to use that example, so you can buy one Moonbird for 15 ETH, or do you buy 3 V-Friends or 3 Cool Cats, or, you know, do you diversify
two
where you can get
yeah
do you diversify it where you can get multiples, or do you buy that one heavy hitter per se?
I think it's all about what your goal is in the space, right? Is it to make money short term, yeah, or is it to make money long term? Is it to cash in on utility as well as making money? I mean, I think there's so many different variables with the whole space.
That's true. Good point.
Like, to me, well said. Doodles, if I had 7 ETH in my wallet right now, like, it'd be a no-brainer to buy a doodle because not too long ago it was at 16, 17 ETH.
Yeah.
So if I wanted to make money and, you know, and I wanted to bet on a project, then I would definitely do that. But when you bring up VFriends, you're bringing in something that a lot of these projects haven't done as a whole, and you're throwing in the utility, and the utility is VCon. You're talking about if you get a Facebook frog, I believe, or a FaceTime frog, you can do a FaceTime for 5 minutes with Gary Vee. You know, and Gary Vee's trying to get it to Disney, or, you know, it's going to be his Disney, right?
Yeah.
He's the only one that's really tapped into the collectability and the utility as a whole, in my opinion.
Yeah.
So
it's definitely bringing it more IRL than anybody else.
Right.
Has,
so it's really about, to me, like what your main goal is in this space. I mean, are you looking at it like the stock market where you're trying to make money? Are you looking at it as a collector of art? If you were airdropped a Bored Ape today, would you hold it or would you flip it? And I will say this, I have been struggling with the answer to this for the last 48 hours.
How much money is it right now? 60, 80.
Is that what the floor is?
I think it's around there, yeah. 60.
All right, so let's say you get a 74.5.
Okay.
So you get a floor ape airdrop to you
What's that in dollars, does it say?
$125,000.
I'm selling it.
I am too. I mean, I've went back and forth. I'm like, well, the floor was at 125, floor was at 105, blah, blah, blah. Like, you're just going to airdrop me $125,000. I'm going to sell it. Like, it's.
Yeah, that's. And this isn't to say I don't believe in Bored Apes and what they're doing, because if I had 125K just cooling, then I would probably keep it. But 125 is a lot of money where you could reinvest that in a whole lot of other things too.
Well, you could turn the 125 into 500, 750,
yeah,
million dollars.
Yeah.
Like pretty quick in the space if you do the right things. Yeah.
I mean, I believe in the Bored Apes, but yeah, I'm selling it. If I get airdropped it, I'm selling it. I hate to say that because I haven't sold anything. But yeah, 125K, because you're taking the risk that it goes down. You know,
God forbid it goes down, though. It's airdropped. You didn't pay a dime. Who gives a shit? You can go to 50.
Yeah.
And then what?
You had
126,000.
Yeah. I think I'm taking the money and running.
I'm with you. I'm 100% with you. And I think the only people that would say that they're holding are people that already have Bored Ape.
Yeah. That bought it at 0.08 and have another one.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. I just thought that was maybe something we can talk about, like, hey, I airdrop you a doodle, or I airdrop you dead fellows, or any of these, you know, we can talk about that on a weekly basis, you know, whatever's hot.
I like that. New segment. What if?
We're just coming up with the new segments every week. You know,
we are.
We're creators.
I love it. Now, I think if you airdrop me the CryptoPunk, I might hold that one.
Really?
Because that's kind of the grail. You know, that's if you look at it, that's really like the first PFP. They laid the groundwork for pretty much every project, pretty much every PFP project that's out there.
Mm-hmm.
So if you airdrop me that one, I don't know. I think that one. Just because it's the original project, I think it would be. It's not going to go anywhere. I think that one's going to be worth more the longer time goes on, being historical. You know, if you look at anything that's old and like that, you know, it's worth more money.
No, I don't disagree, but
I'm still selling.
I mean, it's a no brainer for me.
Because it's hard to say.
Yeah, there's so much you could do with it, with that money. Not even personal, in real life stuff, like in the Web3 space.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you could put out some WEETH offers for a doodle at 5 ETH and get it, and then flip that to 10, and then just continue to compound your investment. I think it's, Pudgy Penguins, a dead project, just had a 450 or 400 ETH
sale, is $625,000
for a project Pudgy that was dead a year ago.
Yeah, so I actually looked at that earlier today. Late 2021, it basically was a rug pull, was what this was.
Right.
Maybe that's our NFT word of the week next week: rug pull. But
I can tell you all about that.
You know those well.
I do.
But Rugful, so basically the founders took all the money from the initial sale of the NFTs, which I think at the time was $1 million plus, and emptied all the funds. So there was no funds for the community, for their project to be able to do anything, marketing, whatever. They had no money. And I think the guy's name is actually Cole. I'm sure you saw him on Twitter before. People were ragging him.
Not you, though. It's not you.
Yeah, not me. Not me. I did not have a Pudgy Penguin or own that project. But
and you had that $1 million, your wife would not be pissed that you spent money on golf lessons.
Yeah, we'd be taking all kinds of golf lessons. I'd be in Ireland taking golf lessons everywhere. But, so the community kicked this guy out, basically kicked out the current ownership, and they had a couple of people bidding on it to take over, and I forget the guy's name that took it over. I read it earlier, but didn't stick with me, but April of this year, this guy bought it for 750 ETH. And at the time, I think
that time
in April, it was a lot higher than it is now. You know, I don't know, near 3,000
in April.
I think so. I think ETH was at least in the upper twos.
Hold on, let's do some back. You should be able to.
Yeah, check that out while I'm talking here. So April 2022, this guy comes along and buys it for...
It was 35.
Oh, it was even higher. So what's that times 750?
A lot.
So this guy comes in and buys it in April.
Like 235,000?
No, it's way more than that.
I'm sorry.
2.3 million.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
So he buys it in April, and that was so December of last year, right on Christmas time, the average price of ETH of the project of a Pudgy Penguin was 0.69 ETH. So less than an ETH for the floor. And then you look at the project today,
it's still like really good.
Yeah, I mean 0.69 is still if you're running around there, it's a good project.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of them are around 0.05 right now.
And it's a PFP project with no utility.
It's a meme project. It's a fat penguin is all it is, hence the name.
Correct.
And today they went on a run here lately. This guy seems to be doing a lot of new marketing.
Is that right?
3.08 is the ETH floor today.
Crazy.
So, back from the dead, Pudgy Penguins.
So well, and then you, of course, typical Web3, now there's derivatives all over the place this week.
Yep.
There was Pudgy Pepes, which I saw a lot on Twitter.
Yeah.
It's like it was 0.02 when I looked at it, but a lot of people were shilling it.
Okay.
I saw Moon Pepe or Moon Pudgy Penguins.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, it's unfucking believable. Like,
it gets out of hand.
If these people have so much talent to make a derivative, make your own project that just kills it.
Yeah. I don't get it. I don't get it.
And then you get your dumbass people like myself who thinks, like, damn, I can buy it at 0.01. Maybe I could get it to 0.01 and then flip it.
Yeah.
And then it drops to 0.001 and just like the Moon Turtles. And I'm like, God, fuck, man.
Well, that's why, like, too, if anybody's looking at NFTs that's new to this, make sure you're buying the right project because there is, like you said, so many derivatives. You can look at it and be like, okay, that's it.
Well, you can also go on OpenSea and search Pudgy Penguins, and there's one Pudgy Penguin, and then there's like three other ones that say Pudgy Penguins. And you can buy the wrong one, like, really quick.
Oh, yeah.
And luckily, I've never been part of that.
I know someone that has. One of my friends has.
Yeah, like, that sucks. Like, you're going to buy... You're just fucked.
It's a fee you bought a fake, you know, like, fake diamonds almost. Just worth nothing. So just be careful. A lot of them have the blue check mark, kind of like Twitter does. So, you know, if you are trying to buy something, make sure it's the verified project.
So what you have any projects right now, Cole, before we get into what's in your wallet that you're kind of eyeing that's about to mint or something that's on your radar?
Yeah, so I don't know if you saw this, but and I don't know if I would buy this, but Anthony Hopkins, the actor, he's 80 something years old, just started his own NFT project. It's called the Eternal Collection. And it's supposed to launch mid-September, so next month. They didn't say anything about what the price is going to be or anything like that, but project's going to be made up of 10 different characters that he portrayed in those films, so like Hannibal Lecter, Odin from Thor, Thor's dad, and a couple. I'm not a big Anthony Hopkins like follower, so I don't know all the movies he's in, but there's a couple other ones. And I just thought it was interesting that you know, someone that old is getting into, you know, this brand new technology. So it just goes to show you that, you know, anybody can do it. But apparently he's an artist himself. He does a lot of painting. So that's why he was kind of drawn to the space and wanted to.
Yeah, a little bit of background that I researched on this. Anthony Hopkins has teamed up with a company, a Web3 creative studio startup called Orange Comet, to create and launch their first NFT series, and it's going to be dubbed the Eternal Collection.
Yeah.
And going back to the painting, I mean, we've seen this already. Johnny Depp put out his, I think it's No Fear. And I
saw the project.
I was really interested in this. I tried to get some whitelist for it. Thought about buying it. Never Fear Truth is what it's called for Johnny Depp.
Okay. Where is that at right now?
I knew you were going to ask me that. I think it minted at like 0.3, which is pretty high, I think, for a mint. But when you're talking about these people. Now, Johnny Depp dropped it in the middle of the whole Amber Heard thing. But it's at 0.3 right now. And
okay, so steady.
Pretty steady. I mean, it hasn't dropped. But, you know, you're starting to see these actors and these people from Hollywood get into the NFT space. I mean,
I saw Kudis, Anthony Hopkins.
Stoner Cats.
Yeah, yeah. I got to get into that one. That's one that's been on my radar for a long time. But Anthony Hopkins thing, going back to that, he had like three levels of the project. Mm-hmm. And if you bought the highest tier NFT, you got like a signed portrait of it. You got to go to lunch with him and some other stuff. So he had some utility. Yeah, he had some utility mixed in there with it too. That if you're an Anthony Hopkins, you know, fan,
right?
Seems like he was trying to give back to his believers, community, etc.
Yeah, I think it's so cool that there's a. I mean, you look every day that all these companies and these people are getting into the Web3 space. So even though ETH is falling, or you know, bouncing back and forth, NFTs are basically the longest winter of all time currently, right? I mean, blue chips are just getting destroyed.
Everybody.
If you look at the overall aspect of the Web3 world, everybody's investing in it.
For it's a reason. Still so early.
For a reason, right? I mean, they're not investing in it because it's a hot new thing. It's not the hot new thing anymore.
Mm-mm. Yeah, you don't see projects, you know, during the bull, there was tens of thousands of projects coming out every day, something new. You couldn't go anywhere on the weekends without something else popping off, and so much FOMO, and, you know, this and that. And now that we're in this bear, it's more, you know, people are building quietly, and it's not so hectic, it's not so crazy. You're kind of seeing the cream of the crop, you know, kind of rise. Cream's going to rise to the top. Who's that? Randy Savage, right? Cream of the crop.
Oh, yeah.
Gotta love that guy. But, I think we're in a good spot, though. You're seeing the projects that have true community again. I keep saying that, but the people that have the community built, that believe in the project, those are the ones that are still here. A lot of those that minted out and sold you, it's hard to mint out a project right now unless you have, you know, unless you've done it right. Before, you could do anything and it would get sold and during the bull, but we're just not there right now.
No, we're not, but you know, there's a lot of projects out there that are killing it, that are staying steady. Atom Bomb Squad being one. They're coming up on their 1 year anniversary. You minted, or not minted, you bought this week for the first time in how many months?
I did. Oh, it's got to be, what did I buy before that? At least 2 or 3 months, maybe.
So the Spartan Insurance, what's in your wallet?
Yeah.
What's Spartan in Cole's wallet today that's brand new?
And I got a surprise for you, too. I actually bought two.
What?
Yep. Not to what you're thinking either.
All right, let's hear it. This is.
Yeah, this is fresh. This is raw.
This is the alpha of alpha.
Yeah. So earlier this week, I had some ETH sitting around.
Mm-hmm.
I've been one. We've talked about this project. I think we polled some people on it, but.
No, you polled people on it.
I polled some people. I've been watching Akutars. I think it's Akutars.
Okay.
So I've been watching this project for a little while. I went on to OpenSea the other day. I think it was Monday. And I saw that the floor was down pretty low. And I've done something I've never done before. So I looked at the... Now on OpenSea, you know, you can make a collection offer where you throw out something on the whole project. And I saw that the lowest collection offer was a good bit lower than the floor. And I don't remember exactly what it was, but let's call it I think it was at 0.35 mm-hmm. was the floor. The lowest offer out there was like 0.27, and nobody was taking it. I said, okay, well, I'll just one up this and throw one out there, 0.28. Go to bed, wake up, I got an Akutar in my wallet. Like, yes. I undercut the floor by like 0.06, and then it skyrocketed the next day. I think I told you about that.
Yep.
But so I bought the Akutar, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about the project. But Akutars, if you look at it, it's an African American kid with an astronaut helmet on. And Micah Johnson is the artist who started the project. He was a former MLB player.
Yep.
And he said that he started that because I believe his nephew used to always ask him why there's no black astronauts, or, you know, can black kids ever go to something like that? Can black kids go to space?
Mm-hmm.
So he made this character Aku, who was a black kid that's an astronaut. And so it's kind of intriguing, and looked into it. And basically, like I said, it was dubbed one of the fastest or most innovative companies of 2022 so far. They've got over 40 3D artists from Hollywood and the gaming industry in it. As far as sports, I'll talk about Micah Johnson. He was a former MLB player. He was a 2020 NFT Artist of the Year. And then his partner, Summer Watson, is also a partner at a major record label, JV, and she's business partners with Pusha T, who is big on Akutars apparently as well.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then apparently they're trying to make a film out of it. It's the supposed to be one of the first NFTs to go to Hollywood. So I bought the Akutar, but they also Akutar is the PFP project, and it all started. Aku was released kind of as a short film with 10 chapters. So there's 10 chapters, and it's a video NFT. They're like 2 or 3 minutes long of the story of Aku. And if you own all 10 chapters, it's called a moon god. And it's like the big status within the Akutar system. You get perks and different things like that if you're a moon god. And if you own a chapter, it's kind of like early believers in the project. The chapters came first in 2020, in 2021, and then Akutars was released this year as a PFP to go along with the chapters. So I was going to bed last night, saw that the chapters had dropped, threw out a low ETH offer again. We saw that the floor was low, the highest offer on the collection was not anywhere close. So I put one in, woke up this morning, got a chapter. So I now am a chapter holder and an Akutar holder.
Damn.
On my way to Moon God status. I don't think I'll ever be a moon god. They said the collection of moon god to own all 10 chapters is like 20-something ETH. So, won't be a moon god, but I do own one of each now.
The way you just buy shit. You don't even sell it. So, what's the matter? You just keep buying it.
I don't. I didn't think I told you this. So, that Akutar floor got up to like 0.46, and I bought for 2.8. I almost flipped it, but I didn't.
Yeah, is that 4?
I did. I'm going to wait it out for a little bit. Yeah, it dropped a little bit. But yeah, that's what's in my wallet. Akutars.
Well, I know I'm proud of you. I'm excited for you. I know you've been talking about Akutars for a while. I kind of shit on it. I think the art is dope. Not so much like, why would you buy that? But just didn't even do the research. But you sent me some stuff. I looked at the art. And, I mean, it's cool as shit. Like, you have the dino head.
Yeah, there, I got the dino head.
The green dino helmet.
Green dino.
Yeah, I mean, you have a really cool one. I mean, these are cool. I mean, they're a PFP project. Through, right? But it's cool. It's a good project. There's some stuff brewing in the background, like you mentioned. And
it's got a good story behind it too. You know, he can really make that into a film. I think they apparently. I mean, just think,
a 15,000 piece project with a floor of 0.41.
Yeah.
I mean, that's fucking good. Like, that's got the long term investment written all over it. Just like, again, we talk about Adam Bombsquad a lot because that was both of our firsts. You know, that's 20,000 piece, and that's right where it was at Mint, right after Mint. Yep. So, really cool project. I'm gonna continue to watch it. Maybe it'll drop a little bit. Maybe ETH will drop. I'm gonna be on the coal train and hope it drops a little bit, but.
I mean, need to join us, Team cool. Aku.
They're really cool, really cool.
Yeah, I like the art. Apparently, there was rumors they're working with some folks from Lucasfilms, Star Wars guys.
Okay.
So, TBD, man. But I'm excited about it. I did shill our pod in the Aku Discord earlier, so hopefully we'll get some Team Aku listening to us here soon.
There we go.
Shout out to the Akutars.
We got a holder, trying to get to Moon God or whatever it is.
One other cool thing too they do, so there's four communities within the community, right? So they're underneath the helmet, there's a color on each. I don't know if you're looking at these right now, but
I am.
Underneath each helmet there's a different color, and there's four different ones, and it's a team color, and they have different competitions in the Discord and things like that.
Oh yeah, I see that. There's a green, a red, aqua blue.
So there's a team within a team. So I'm on Team Chara currently. But they have different competitions. We can win stuff and free drops, stuff like that. So it's cool, man. A lot of good stuff going on in there. I like it.
Very cool. Before we move on to the golf stuff, I'm actually thinking about buying an NFT here live on.
Ooh.
So there's a project that I've been watching for a while, Sacred Skulls. I sent you a few of them probably back.
I think I've seen that.
September, October. They're getting ready to do an airdrop for holders. And I'm a big fan of skulls. And sure. I can buy rank 476 out of 8,888 for 0.04. Mm.
I'm looking at them now. They do look pretty cool.
I do like the skulls. Like, I'm a big fan of skulls. Love skulls.
You need some skull tattoos.
I do. Yeah.
Yeah. I do too.
So I might buy it before the end of the show. I'm looking at it.
Yeah. Let us know.
I mean, 0.04 for that rarity rank. I don't love, to be honest, the 474. It's I don't love it.
Yeah.
Didn't really speak to me. The color does, but like there's a bunch of shit they just threw together. There's a couple other ones that are less rare that are in the same ballpark price wise that look cooler. Like I could see myself getting a tattoo of it.
Yeah. If you don't care like which one you get, dude, try that collection offer. Like 0.02 is the best offer. You could throw one like 0.025 and see what happens. Do it for a day. See if you wake up with an NFT tomorrow. It's kind of a cool game I like to play.
So explain that a little bit before we go.
So if you're looking on OpenSea. Yeah, so if you're looking on OpenSea, it tells you the floor price. And we're looking at Sacred Skulls. And it's 0.03 is the floor. Beside it, best offer is 0.02. So that means the best offer on the whole collection is 0.02. So you can go in there, below, make a collection offer. And if you make a collection offer for 0.021, then you would be the highest bidder on the every single NFT in that project. And you just wait. And you know, that's it's good and it's bad, because you got to not care which one you get, though, because you have no idea who's going to accept your offer.
Right.
And what NFT you're going to get. But it's kind of cool at the same time, because you're playing a game almost.
So is it a Weath offer?
Yeah.
So you have to, you pay the gas.
No,
I'm sorry. You have to transfer your ETH to Weath to do it.
Mm-hmm. Then the seller pays the gas on Weath offers.
But you pay the gas on transferring it.
Yes, but it's not as high as the transaction is on a sale.
Hmm.
And ETH, the gas is actually pretty cheap. I transferred some stuff over to my ledger today. Those two Akus. And it cost me like 60 cents.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, so to transfer ETH to Weath, it probably cost you same thing, 50 cents maybe.
Interesting. So yeah, so like the Sacred Skulls, they're getting ready to do in September a airdrop to all Sacred Skull holders. It's called Sacred Skulls, or Sacred Soul, S-O-U-L.
Okay.
So I'm interested. I've always been interested in it, and
yeah, dude, try that Weath collection offer, man. That's the way to go. It's worked for me twice this week.
Might do it tonight and just see what the hell happens.
Yeah, it worked for me twice, man. Woke up with two new NFTs this week. Gotta love it.
Love it.
Well, let's hit golf.
So, did you play any this weekend?
No, I had COVID, man.
So you're outside. I had the COVID. Shit.
Well, I was. It didn't affect me too bad. It just was, my body was tired. I didn't have much energy to do much. And our the club I'm at, they just punched again, so the course is closed.
Bermuda.
So I did not play any. Yep, punched them one more time. I did take a lesson actually today, though. 5 o'clock, had a lesson at 5 o'clock today with my man Bill.
You wear a mask.
He's coming on the pod. He's coming on the pod. So we're gonna have him on in a couple weeks. To talk golf and all that good stuff. But, had a good lesson, man. I think I might got this thing figured out here pretty soon.
Don't say that.
I'm feeling a lot better. My perspective is high. Got a big tournament coming up Labor Day. We have a Labor Day tournament at Old Field. Playing my buddy Steve. And Steve and I are going to take everybody down, because we both are going to see Bill. So Team Bill with the takedown Monday.
Okay.
I'll let you know how that goes in 2 weeks.
Love to hear it.
Haven't played golf. How about you?
Come on, man. You know I haven't played.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot. Baby mint.
Yeah, we're just minting NFTs over here right now. I mean,
this is an NFT project or a pod now. No golf.
Yeah, I mean, PGA Tour and Live is giving us enough.
Man, it's popping off today. Did you get a chance to see all that? I looked at some of it.
I did. Yeah. I mean, I've been, you know, Tiger flew in last week.
Yep. With the great outfit.
Yeah, right. We talked about that.
And, yeah.
You know, when Tiger shows up, you know, business is meant to be done. Basically told these guys, like, look, this is the shit that I built, and y'all are fucking it up. Let's figure it out. The PGA Tour put out, or I guess the players put out what they wanted to see happen. But at the end of the day, man, like, I know there's going to be a lot of naysayers to this, but it just seems like the PGA Tour is basically creating another tour within itself.
Yeah.
Just to mimic exactly what Liv is doing.
Yeah. I agree. I don't think any of this happens without Liv.
It doesn't. And I think Jay Monahan said the same thing. I think Rory kind of said the same thing. In fact, the fact that he even said that he was asked today in his press conference, did Phil, what he said, was it correct? And he basically said, like, I don't want to give him credit for it, but yes.
He said he was on the right track, but Yeah. Yep, exactly.
And I just think, you know, I mean, you've got these events for the top 60 players that are, you know, that are going to pay out $20 million, $25 million purses. Same thing the LIV does. I don't know, man. I don't know how to compartmentalize it, to be honest with you, because, again, I'm not a PGA Tour guy. I'm not a LIV guy. If you want to put me in any of the categories, I'm a Tiger Woods guy, and that's what it is. So I'll always veer to the way that Tiger goes. So I guess in a way, in this sense, I'm more PGA Tour, but it doesn't like jive. And again, like the way the PGA Tour was going on about things, status quo, like it was never going to work. It was ripe for the picking, low hanging fruit for LIV. Then making this change, I saw Mackenzie Hughes, who is ranked 79th, I believe is what he was in the FedEx Cup, out of Canada. He was like, basically said, this is LIV 2.0.
Yeah.
So I think it remains to be seen. The elevated events are going to be Kapalua, which is the Century Tournament of Champions, but used to be if you won a tournament, you could get in, basically guaranteed money. Now they're going to expand it to if you got into the top, into the Tour Championship the year before, you're in that event. So, you know, more players are getting in, even if they didn't win a tournament, they just played well all year. You got the Genesis, which is Tiger's tournament. Arnold Palmer, Bay Hill, Jack's tournament at Memorial, Match Play, St. Jude, which we just had, and, you know, the playoff events. And purses of at least $20 million. And, you know, Rory said something, you know, I get they're trying to make the product better. Which I appreciate. Like, I love to watch golf. So if I can watch and I can see Rory and Scheffler and JT and John Rahm, all these guys in the same tournament every week, or at least I know they're going to be in a tournament, that's cool. But he, you know, he said, look, if I watch the Bucks, I expect to see Tom Brady throwing a football, Formula One race. I expect to see Lewis Hamilton in a car. Like, I get that. Like, that, awesome. So these guys are going to commit to playing 20 events a year, and they're going to play the same 20 events, which is great for us viewers. But, it, you know, it's been a tour that these are all independent contractors, and now they're kind of becoming a team. And the only reason they're becoming a team is because of what's going on with LIV. You know, Cam Smith is already gone to LIV. I mean, that's pretty much set in stone. They're trying to do what they can to keep guys on the PGA Tour. And I think it's going to work in the short term. These guys that are kind of on the fence, the Cam Young, Hideki, I've heard, has been solely committed to the PGA Tour again. You know, plus they're doing some stuff with the PIP, the player, I don't even remember, impact program. It's not going to be, it's not going to be, you know, what it was. It went from a 100 or 50 million for 10 players. Now it's going to be 20 players for 100 million. I just think it's all just reactive to what has what they've allowed to happen. And I'm interested to see how it plays out. It's going to start next year. And I think in the short term, you're going to see guys that may have been on the fence not go to LIV. But if it doesn't play out in their favor, I mean, why would they not? I don't know.
I saw Jay said, too, that none of the LIV players could come back if they wanted to either. It was like a hard no. Which, you know, I don't...
But doesn't he have to say that?
Well, yeah, for sure. Yeah. I mean, it'll be interesting to see, too, how it affects LIV. I don't, you know. the viewership wise and all that too, you know, some of the people that were going that way to watch, you know, now you got a lot of the big stars all playing. It might shift some viewership. I don't know.
All right. So there were, from what I heard, like 22 players in the meeting last week, in Delaware when Tiger showed up, right?
Mm-hmm.
There was maybe two of those players that were even on the border of going to live, or at least rumored to have interest.
Yeah.
So you're not really worried about those guys.
Right.
So I don't know. I mean, it'll be interesting.
You're trying to keep JT and Spieth and all those guys.
Exactly. Like, it's the same guys that have already shit on Liv from the beginning, which is fine. They can do that. But, I mean, it really feels like Liv 2.0. Like Rory said, like, if you do things for money, at the end of the day, it's not going to work out. Well, all this shit is for money. I mean, Tiger and and Rory, two of my favorite players when it comes to golf. I don't know, man. It's crazy. Yeah, it's crazy, but it's cool. Like, as a golf fan, golf is never in the spotlight like it is right now.
No, yeah, no. It's good and bad because now everybody wants to play golf, though, too. You can't go anywhere without course being packed. Good for the game, though, overall.
Hopefully the course you play on doesn't go, like, fairway down and back so you don't duck hook into people.
I'm getting that fixed, Rusty. Thank you for telling everybody, though. Yes, I do snap hook it off the tee currently, about 100 yards. But actually worked on the driver today. I think I've got it. I'm not going to say that, but we'll see this weekend.
Yeah, all right.
We'll see this weekend. I'm going to get out there this weekend.
Well, we got the Tour Championship this week. It was exciting, if you will. East Lake's kind of boring nowadays. Would love to play it.
Shoffley's track, man.
If East Lake wants to let us come out, you know, number 82 golf podcast in the country, in the world.
In the world.
We'll be out there. We'll drone it. I got a drone. We can make it happen.
We are worldwide. Mr. Worldwide. Mr. 305. That's us.
That's, well, 864 for me. What are you, 843?
We've got a listener in China now, so we're going to pick up that whole market.
Absolutely.
Maybe we'll...
All right, let's do the FanDuel team. We'll do it live.
Ooh, okay. All right, like this.
$60,000. What I have. Yep.
Do you want me to help you with these picks, or you're just picking? Are you asking my input, or you're just picking live?
No, I'll ask your input for sure.
Well, I don't care either way. I might have to create my own team against you.
All right, so let's go with the top players. The top five, top four, let's go with Scheffler, 12,900. Cantlay, 12,700. Schauffele, I'm going to take Schauffele.
I'm going to say Schauffele.
All right, 12,400.
This is a home track for him.
12,400, home track. He's from California.
Well, I mean, I'm saying he plays really well at East Lake. His record is out. Yeah, that was the weirdest thing. Do you see that guy massaging him the other day? They wouldn't get off of him. I was like, God, there's 70 other people on the golf course. Why we got this guy giving back massages?
He's got like three herniated discs.
Yeah.
All right, I'm taking Max today, Homa, of course. Have
Max.
To.
Max. Okay. How many you get? Six players?
Yeah. Okay. So I'm at 9,800 on average now.
Alright.
So let's go below that. Adam Scott's been playing great. We're gonna stick with him.
He's got the putter working for him. Hideous, the worst putter I've ever seen, but it's working.
Aaron Wise has been playing really, really well.
He has. He's got the long putter too.
Alright, so we're at 11,750. So we go Finau. How you feel about Finau?
I don't like Finau.
All right, we're gonna not go Finau.
As a pick, I don't like him. I like him, but I don't like him as a pick here.
John Rahm not played great.
He started to turn it on the last 2 days, though. He got the putter working.
He did. All right, we're gonna go Rahm. We got 11,900. So we got Finau, Sam Burns, Cam Smith, and JT.
JT did not have it last week. But that was a course nobody had ever played, too, before.
True.
I like JT as a pick. If you could somehow, Cantley just, I don't know, he's on fire.
I need.
But you'd have to drop somebody.
I need $800. I'd have to make some moves on the other guys. $800 worth, and I don't think.
Drop Wise, and pick up JT. What's JT's? What's the difference in those? Or JT higher?
Like $4,000.
Oh. Okay, well, keep where you're at. Let's pick who could you afford left?
Finau, Sam Burns, Cam Smith, JT, Sung Jae, Fitzpatrick, Cam Young. Mm. Maybe Cam Young.
Yeah, I like that pick.
But then I have $1,900 left over.
Okay, don't do that.
I like Cam Young, though, at 10,000.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good pick.
Let's get rid of Aaron Wise.
Yeah, I don't like that pick for some
Let's
reason.
Let's go to 9,500. We got Joaquin Niemann, like that, or Spieth. Corey Connors.
He was playing good.
He has been. Matsuyama.
I would say go with Connors or Spieth. Spieth screwed himself.
We're going Spieth.
I like Spieth.
All right, here's the FanDuel team.
Live on the pod. Web3 Putts FanDuel squad. What do we got?
What do we got? We got Xander, Max Homa, Adam Scott, Jordan Spieth, John Rahm, Cam Young.
I like that. That sounds really solid.
The only thing we're missing is Anthony Kim. We need him big time.
We need him. Hopefully, with our new listeners, China, be on the lookout, whoever you are over there. If you see him, Anthony Kim. Brazil, we got some listeners in Brazil. Be on the lookout for Kim. And the UK, we got some UK folks. Shout out to you. Australia, two in Australia now. I think that's our boy that's coming on, though. Chris.
Yeah, you want to fill the listeners in on what we have is coming.
Yeah, so we got some exciting guests coming up in the next 2 weeks. Next week we will have Ryan from Birdie Wallet, which is a golf NFT project. And then the following week we will have Chris from Chasing Pars, which is actually a Solana NFT golf project. So I'm excited to learn. I don't know anything about Solana NFTs, but we'll be excited to have him on from Australia and Ryan from Birdie Wallet.
Yeah, so next week it'll probably be... So wait, next week is who?
Is Ryan, Birdie Wallet.
So next week we'll touch on Tour Championship for the golf specific stuff, and then I would think that most of the pod will be Birdie Wallet.
Yeah.
Right? I mean...
Interview. Let him do his thing. Yeah, tell us a little bit about it. And yeah, I'm interested to learn. I don't know anything about it other than I've seen him on Twitter and looked at their
Discord.
We'll
do our research this week.
Yeah.
And get some good questions together. So
that's right.
I'm looking forward bridging the gap between Web3 and golf. So
yeah, absolutely. We're going to do it with two projects coming up and hopefully get some more guests throughout the year, man. Good start.
Absolutely. And I will do a collection offer on Sacred Skulls this evening before I go to bed.
Yeah. If you get a pickup, tweet that out. Let us know.
Absolutely. Well, 100%.
I'll share my Akutar pickup on the Instagram so y'all can see what I got. My Dino helmet. One last segment I wanted to hit before we go. I know we're running out of time. But
Jesus, you know I don't get much sleep.
It's going to be a minute. Augusta Secrets, new segment alert. Yeah, Augusta Secrets. Very, very insider information coming in here. Very reliable from a caddy at Augusta. I have heard that Peyton Manning gets very upset on the range and knocks the diamond, the you know, the stacked balls in a diamond shape in the little thing on the range.
Yep.
Apparently he hit a bad ball and he'll just knock the whole basket over. I've heard that guys will go there, pick him up, put him back, and he'll hit him again after he hits a bad shot on the range. So I like Peyton Manning, but sounds like he could be a little bit of a dick.
I think you should watch your mouth when you're talking about Peyton.
Okay, Bronco guy. He's a Colt.
Stop.
He won you a Super Bowl, though, so I get it. I get it. But, hey, like I said, I like Peyton Manning, but apparently he does do some interesting
don't
things
they
on the
all?
Range.
I mean, you hit a bad shot. Yeah. You want to just beat the shit out of the golf balls.
Yeah, but have you ever done that? Just knock the balls over and have the caddy pick them all up just to do it again?
Well, I've never... No. No.
It doesn't matter where you are. You know, yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting, though. So we'll have another secret for you guys next week. Augusta Secrets. Well, cool, man. Let's wrap it up. I know you're tired. You got to get your rest. Everybody, we appreciate y'all listening. If you like the show, leave us a review. We got
subscribe,
some good five-star
rate,
reviews.
Review, wherever you get your
subscribe.
Podcasts.
That's right. Apple, Spotify, etc. We're on every platform.
And please, like, if there's some stuff you want us to talk about, guests that you want us to talk to, please reach out because, you know, we're open for anything, everything.
Yeah,
absolutely. I don't care if it's a Pornhub NFT or whatever it is. Like, just fucking tell us. And we'll make it happen.
We will talk about it. Reach out to us on Twitter, at Web3Putts. You can email us, web3putts@gmail.com. Hit us with some questions. Like you said, yeah, we'd love to answer a few or talk to some topics that y'all want to hear. Instagram, Web3Putts as well. So check us out.
Absolutely. And Birdie Wallet next week. So be on the lookout.
Wallet next week. Yep. All right, Rusty, man, enjoyed it as always. Good talk, good Wednesday, and we will see you guys next week.
All right, man. See y'all.
Take care.